This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Russian forces close in,
advancing ever closer to the capital itself.
On the run from war.
Now our family is separated.
Surging gas prices.
If gas continues rising, I'll be on a bike.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russian forces keep up the intense attacks on major cities in Ukraine as a third round of peace talks goes on today, and civilians hurry to get out while they still can. CBS's Chris Livesay begins our coverage outside Ukraine's capital.
In the Kyiv suburb of Irpin, people dash for their lives.
Get up!
As Russian shells rain down. Families clutching their children, their belongings, their pets, making a desperate escape. This mortar hits a crossing, killing a mother and her two children. A fragile life that should have been protected by a temporary ceasefire, one that was supposed to last long enough to let some 200,000 civilians flee. But a second straight day of heavy shelling slammed that door shut, both sides blaming each other for firing the first shot.
Here's CBS's Charlie Daggett.
We headed to the northern outskirts of the capital, to a suburb that has come under heavy bombardment, a new front line in the Russian offensive. Families who could escape have already fled. Those who could not sought shelter at a children's holiday camp, which is where we found Tatiana, the deputy manager, in a state of shock.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You look very frightened.
It's first time that I have cries. First time for the 11 days. Please help us, I ask you. Next could be here. I ask you, go now.
We found the elderly and young children hiding out, even as thunderous explosions rang out. They tell us it's been so ferocious, the ground shakes. They check each other to see if they're still alive after each explosion.
The UN now estimates the refugee total now tops 1.7 million. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest from Poland.
After a pair of ceasefire proposals fell apart this weekend, today Russia proposed another. It would allow people to leave a number of cities under attack, including the capital, Kyiv. But it's already being rejected by Ukraine officials who call it immoral. There is a very big catch. The humanitarian corridor route would move people not towards the places where refugees have been going, like here in Poland, Moldova, or Romania, but rather towards Russia and Belarus. As all this is taking place, the flow of refugees continues here in Poland. More than a million have now entered Poland alone. This woman, one of the latest.
It's terrible, but we are so happy we are here. So happy, but something I can't speak, speechless.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Poland-Ukraine border in Medyka, Poland.
CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says there's growing pressure on the U.S. to do more to help Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a passionate plea directly to U.S. senators on a Zoom call over the weekend, making a case for America to stop purchasing Russian oil and to supply military planes and support.
We're committed to helping Ukraine defend itself.
While President Biden is not budging on his refusal to back a no-fly zone, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the administration does support Poland sending fighter jets to Ukraine.
That gets a green light. In fact, we're talking with our Polish friends right now about what we might be able to do to backfill if, in fact, they choose to provide these fighter jets to the Ukrainians.
The White House is also reviewing options for an embargo on Russian oil. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrote to colleagues Sunday that a new bill would ban the import of Russian oil and energy products, which appears to have bipartisan support in both chambers of Congress. Meanwhile, the list of private companies cutting ties with Russia is mounting. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are boycotting business there. TikTok is blocking users on its platform in Russia, and Netflix announced it has suspended service.
The AAA says for the first time since 2008, the national average for a gallon of regular gas tops $4. It's $4.11 with the latest jump, leaving some people to make tough choices.
It's either get dinner for the week or get gas, you know, because at this point you can't do both.
UCLA economist Leo Fire says any turnaround may be a long time coming.
This isn't going to go away next month. It's not going to go away in 2 months. It's going to be a while before oil markets stabilize again.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
7 people were killed in the weekend tornadoes that tore through Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds says volunteers have been hard at work helping victims.
I tried to walk through and thank them for being there, and over the response was, we're Iowans, and that's what we do. We show up. We take care of our family. We take care of our neighbors.
One tornado stayed on the ground for more than 16 miles and was an EF3 with top winds of 138 miles an hour. 3 major wildfires in the Florida panhandle have forced evacuations, including veterans at a nursing home. Bay County Emergency Director Brad Monroe says some homes have been damaged.
We still remain in a very serious situation in Bay County, in a state of emergency. It's hard to comprehend just how big, strong, and fierce this fire is.
The global death toll now from COVID-19 tops 6 million as the pandemic is poised to enter its third year. As of today in New York City, proof of vaccination is no longer needed for public indoor activities.
Restaurants, they still can use their discretion if they desire. It's up to them. But the overall restriction is being removed.
And Mayor Eric Adams says kids no longer have to wear masks at school. 95 minutes of talks on the 95th day of the baseball lockout yesterday. MLB negotiators expressing anger over the latest players' offer, accusing the union of backtracking.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A story of love during wartime in Ukraine.
Two soldiers got married at a checkpoint off the side of a busy road in Kyiv. Looking on, fellow soldiers armed with grenades and missiles, journalists in bulletproof vests, and Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, who told the Washington Post,
"Life continues and the people live and love."
When the couple kissed, the newlywed's 18-year-old daughter watched via video call. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Ukraine's president has a new partner in the campaign to defend his country, Global Citizen, the international nonprofit that battles extreme poverty. Vladimir Zelensky and Global Citizen have released the first of what they hope will be daily calls to action for the nonprofit's millions of members, as well as partners in government, corporations, and charities. That's the roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.